Hello, and welcome to this Learn English Elementary recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Learn English Elementary podcast. I'm Ravi, one of your presenters.
And I'm Tess, the other one. This is podcast number 4 in this series.
Blimey, Tess, are you okay? You sound a bit miserable.
Yeah, I am a bit, actually.
Oh, dear. What's up?
You remember Oscar?
Your cat?
Yeah. He's gone missing.
Eh?
I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him for 3 days now. I'm really worried that something's happened to him.
Oh, dear, Tess, I'm sorry. You never know, though. Cats do that sometimes, don't they? They go away for a bit.
He's never done it before.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I bet he's out looking for mice or something. Or maybe he's found a girlfriend.
Maybe. When I was a kid, we had a cat that used to have dinner at our house, then go to another house down the street and have dinner again. Maybe I should ask my neighbours if they've seen Oscar.
Yeah, you should. You can make some posters as well, like, "Have you seen this cat? Have you got a picture of Oscar?"
I've got hundreds. I might do that. I'll ask my neighbours first, though.
Good plan.
Anyway, sorry about that. I'm not really miserable, you know, just a bit worried. What about you? What have you been up to?
Not much, actually. I went to a football match on Saturday and I played football on Sunday. A pretty quiet weekend, really.
Did you win?
No. Oh, and I tell you what else I did. I went to see the new James Bond film. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Go and see it. It's excellent.
Is it very violent? I don't really like violent films.
No, not really. There's a great car chase, but it's not really violent.
I'll see. It doesn't sound like my kind of thing. You know what, though? Today's I'd like to talk about really is my kind of thing. Shall we get started?
OK, then. Ready, listeners? We've got the usual mix for you today. Our quiz, Carolina, your turn, Tom the teacher, and I might even tell you another joke. But, as usual, we'll start with I'd like to talk about. Tess?
Yes. I'd like to talk about is the part of the podcast for you, our listeners, to tell everyone about something that you're interested in.
Anything that you'd like to talk about.
Today we've got Stacey with us in the studio. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Tess. Hi, Ravi.
Hi there. Tell us a bit about yourself, Stacey.
Well, I'm 22. I work in a bank. I've got a little boy, Ben. He's 2. And we live in Crawley.
Ah, Crawley, near Gatwick Airport?
Yeah, that's right. Not far from London.
And I think Stacey's going to talk about something that a lot of people like. Is that right, Stacey?
Yes. I'm going to talk about chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Most people do.
It's funny, isn't it? Why do you think it's so popular?
Well, I don't know, really. It just tastes good, I suppose. I eat it all the time. I'm a bit of a chocoholic.
Chocoholic. I love that word.
Well, it's true. I eat chocolate every day, usually more than once.
Now, I think I know a bit about this. Chocolate came from Mexico, didn't it?
That's right. From the ancient Aztecs a few thousand years ago. The word chocolate comes from an Aztec word. But they didn't eat it. It was a drink made with water. They didn't put milk or sugar in it.
Yuck.
And they used it as a medicine. It was very important to them. They used it in their religious ceremonies too.
So, when did chocolate come to the rest of the world?
Well, it was after the Spanish went to South America and conquered the Aztecs. So that was, what, the 16th century?
Yeah, 1500 and something, I think.
So the Spanish brought it back to Europe and then to the rest of the world. And everybody loved it, but I think people still drank it. They had chocolate houses in London where you could only drink chocolate, you know, like tea houses where you only drink tea.
What's your favourite kind of chocolate, Stacey?
Absolutely anything. If it's chocolate, I like it. But I suppose my favourite is the really dark chocolate, you know, without milk. It's got lots of good things in it. It's the sugar in chocolate that makes you fat. If it hasn't got too much sugar, it's good for you.
That's good to know. Well, thanks, Stacey. I'm feeling hungry now.
Me too.
Well, you can go and get some chocolate now. There's a great shop just down the road from the studio. They've got all sorts.
Really? OK, I'll go and have a look.
OK. Bye, Stacey, and thanks again.
Bye.
Bye. Do you know chocolate is poisonous for dogs and cats?
No. Is it?
Yes. If they eat too much, they can get really ill, sometimes die.
But dogs love chocolate.
I know, but you shouldn't give it to them. It's really bad for them.
Are you sure?
Yep. Look it up on the internet if you don't believe me.
I didn't say I didn't believe you. I'm just surprised, that's all. Well, we live and learn.
Yep. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. And if any of you listeners are chocoholics like Stacey, why not write and tell us how you feel about chocolate? You can write something or record something and send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. That's learnenglishpodcast, all one word, at britishcouncil, all one word, .org. That's O-R-G. If we like it, we'll put it on the site.
Or you tell us what you'd like to talk about. Remember, it can be anything. A person, a place, a thing, a hobby, anything.
Right then. Next up, it's time for our quiz. Today's guest is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Ravi. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Scott. Where are you calling from?
Little Whitley, in Worcestershire.
Little...
Whitley. It's quite small. It's a village.
Ah, OK. And what do you do in Little Whitley, Scott?
I work with horses. At the stables.
Oh, great. Do you enjoy it?
I love it.
Excellent. And are you ready for our game today?
I suppose so.
Right. Well, Ravi did it last time, so it's my turn this time. Have you got the cards, Ravi?
Yep.
OK, Scott. Ravi will give the cards to me and I'll try to explain the words to you. When you know the word, you say it, OK?
OK.
And we try to get as many as we can in a minute.
And all the words are on the same topic. Ready?
Yep.
OK.
And the topic is... places in the city. All the answers are places you find in a city. Take the cards, Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? 1 minute, starting from now.
Right, OK. Where you go to send a letter? Buy stamps?
Post office?
Yes. You get money out or put money in big buildings with cash points?
Bank?
Yes. Where you go to catch a train?
Station.
What kind of station?
Railway station?
Yes. Whew. Where you go to learn things? Children go there. Teachers?
School.
Right. A big place, lots of... Can I say that word, Ravi?
No.
Okay, you go there to buy things.
Supermarket?
No, all kinds of different things. Clothes, books, CDs, shoes, Oh, Ravi, it's not fair.
Shopping mall.
Shopping centre, yes, you can have that one.
Hey, this isn't in every city. Oh, right then. Across a river, you go across it.
A bridge?
Yes. You get books from it, you don't buy them, you borrow books.
Library?
Yes. Ooh, not a school, but you learn there. Adults. Oh, it was university. How many did we get?
Post office, bank, railway station, school, shopping centre, bridge, library. 7. Pretty good.
Yes. Well done, Scott. That's better than you did last time, Ravi.
Yeah, but I had a really difficult one. I had places in an airport. This was a bit easier, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I think Scott and I are just a great team. Don't you, Scott?
Yeah. Well done, Tess.
And well done to you. We'll see what we can find to send you. Thanks for playing. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
See you, Scott. Right. We've still got your turn and Carolina to come after this.
You are listening to a Learn English Elementary recording. Brought to you by the British Council. To find out about our terms and conditions, visit our website, at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
OK, and now for your turn, when we go out of the studio to talk to different people and ask their opinions about a question.
And the question this time is, if you've got some work to do but don't want to do it, what do you do to put off working? So, what things do you do to waste time?
You mean like playing solitaire on the computer?
Yeah.
Or checking your Facebook account every 5 minutes?
Oh, that's me. But let's hear what some other people said.
If I've got work to do and I don't want to do it, I spend a lot of time on my computer looking at different websites and looking at funny pictures on the internet and funny videos and things like this. I also, after that, I probably will clean my flat before doing my work. So that if I have a lot of work to do, I have a very clean flat and I know a lot about what's happening on the internet.
So normally, if I was at work, I would probably spend more time looking at my emails and writing emails and then probably taking the work home to do at home in the evening. And if I was at home and I didn't want to do the work, well, it depends what kind of work it is, but I would probably telephone somebody, telephone home, or watch a film.
If I want to put off working, I make coffee constantly every 15 minutes and I check my Facebook.
Well, if it's work at home, like housework and things, I would try to do something like look after the children, play with the children, or I'd go and listen to music or get distracted watching something on television. If I'm in work in the office, I would likely do the emailing and do the easier tasks and put off the main work that I was supposed to be doing.
So if I've got some work to do but don't want to do it, there's a variety of things that I do. One of them is go make a cup of tea. So often in a day I can drink 4 or 5 cups of tea. Another thing I do is switch on the TV and just channel surf and see if I can find something that's interesting to watch. The other thing I do is go onto the internet and surf around, check my email, check my Facebook, things like that.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? Everybody has something. I mean, something that they do when they don't want to work.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one. What about our listeners? Why don't you write and tell us what you do to waste time when you should be working?
And now it's time to catch up again with Carolina. Carolina's from Venezuela and she's come to the UK to study at Newcastle University.
In the last podcast, Carolina and her boyfriend Jamie were at Jamie's family home visiting his parents, Mary and Doug. And they're still there this time. Let's see how they're getting on.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Carolina. Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes, very well, thank you. The bed was really comfortable.
Oh. Now, what would you like for breakfast, love? I'm doing bacon and eggs for Doug. Oh, we've got cereal. Oh, I can make you some toast. Oh, would you like a boiled egg?
Oh, no, I'll just have some cereal, please.
Oh, right you are.
Good morning. Oh, something smells good.
Good morning, Mr. Lock. Oh, Doug.
Did you sleep well, Carolina? Bed comfortable?
Oh, yes, thank you, very.
Now, what are the plans for this morning?
I'm not really sure. I don't think we have any.
Well, I'm cooking the dinner. I'm doing a nice Sunday roast.
Oh.
Have you ever had an English roast dinner, Carolina?
No, I haven't.
Best food in the world. You can't beat a good English roast.
Good morning, all.
Morning, son.
Sleep well?
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Jamie. Yes, thanks, very well.
So, what are we all doing this morning?
Well, your mother's cooking the roast dinner. I'm taking Ernie for a long walk along the river, and I'll probably call into the Hat and Feathers for a pint on the way back. You two can join me if you like.
Carolina? It's a pretty walk along the river. And the Hat and Feathers is a nice old pub.
Well, perhaps I can stay here and help your mother.
Oh, don't be silly. You go out and enjoy yourself.
Well, yes, okay then. That sounds nice. I'd like a walk.
What's that then?
Oh, so cold.
I hope that dinner's on the table. I could eat a horse.
Dinner? But it's only 1 o'clock.
Oh. Do you eat later in Venezuela?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, I thought dinner was in the evening.
Ah, yes. I didn't think. I suppose it is a bit strange for you. Some people say dinner and not lunch. It's always Sunday dinner in this house.
So what do you have in the evening? Lunch?
No, we'll have tea tonight.
A cup of tea?
No, tea. A salad or a sandwich or toast or something. Oh, don't worry about it. Come on.
Nice.
Speciality.
Oh, good, you're back. It'll be ready in about 10 minutes. It's roast lamb. Oh. And I've got some veggie burgers for you, Jamie. He's a vegetarian, you know.
Yes, I know. But I'm not. The lamb smells delicious.
Well, I hope you're all hungry.
Starving.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, I don't think so. You can lay the table if you like.
Oh, yes.
Jamie, help Carolina lay the table. Show her where the knives and forks are.
Okay.
Use the best glasses. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice bottle of wine today. It's a special occasion, after all.
That's lovely.
What do you think of the lamb?
It's really good.
Try a bit of mint sauce with it.
Oh, yes.
You can't have roast lamb without mint sauce.
It's nice. It's made with mint and vinegar.
Vinegar? Okay, I'll try some, but just a tiny bit.
More potatoes, anyone? Jamie? Carolina? Come on, finish them up.
Oh, no, thank you.
Go on, have another potato. And a bit more lamb.
Oh, no, no, no. No, thank you. It's all delicious, but I couldn't possibly eat any more.
Oh, yeah. Leave some room for pudding. Mum's made apple crumble. Mm. It's her speciality.
Pudding?
Well, that was delicious, Mary.
Yes, it was lovely.
Oh, fantastic, Mum.
Can I help with the washing up?
Oh, certainly not. You're a guest. No, you stay there.
No, really, I'd like to help. Please let me do something.
I'll do the washing up. Jamie and Carolina can dry.
Well, all right then. I'll put the kettle on for a nice cup of tea.
A nice cup of tea.
It's difficult, isn't it, meeting your boyfriend's parents?
Especially in another language, I guess. They seem okay, though. I'll tell you what, I could just eat a Sunday dinner now.
Well, we've nearly finished the podcast. You can go and get something to eat. Unless you've got another one of your jokes for us.
Oh, I have. Ready?
Go on.
Do you know what a Trappist monk is?
Is that the joke?
No, it's a question. Trappist monks are in a religious order. They live together in a monastery or somewhere, and they don't speak.
Why not?
I don't know. They spend their time praying and meditating, I guess.
Oh.
Anyway, this Trappist monk joins a monastery where the monks are not allowed to speak.
Okay.
Once a year, they can go to speak to the head of the monastery, but they are only allowed to say 3 words. So, at the end of the first year, the new monk has his chance to speak. He goes to see the head monk and says, "Food, not good." At the end of the second year, he goes to see the head monk again and says, "Bed, not comfortable." At the end of the third year, he goes to see the head monk again and says, "Room, too cold." And at the end of the next year, he goes to see the head monk again, but this time he says, "I want leave." And the head monk says, "Well, I'm not surprised. For 4 years now, all you've done is complain, complain, complain."
But that's more than 3 words.
Yeah, but he's the head monk, Tess. Never mind. Right, everyone, that's all we've got time for today. Remember, you can write to us here at the podcast. The address is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. We'd love to hear from you. Tom the teacher will be here in a minute to talk about some of the language in the podcast, but that's all from us until next time. Bye!
Bye!
You are listening to a Learn English elementary recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hi, I'm Tom. You'll hear from me at the end of every podcast. I always talk about some of the language you heard in the programmes and ways to help you learn English. Today, I want to talk about a verb form. Listen to Mary, Jamie's mother, and Carolina. What is Mary doing at the moment? What does she say?
Good morning, Carolina. Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes, very well, thank you. The bed was really comfortable.
Oh. Now, what would you like for breakfast, love? I'm doing bacon and eggs for Doug.
Mary is cooking the breakfast. She says, I'm doing bacon and eggs for Doug. I'm sure you know this verb form. It's called the present progressive, or the present continuous. You'll see both names in grammar books. The present progressive is made with the verb to be, I am, and the ing form of the verb, doing. Mary says, I'm doing bacon and eggs for Doug. We can use this verb form to talk about what we're doing now. And at the moment, Mary is cooking breakfast for her husband, Doug. Now listen to the next part of the same conversation. Remember, Mary is cooking the breakfast at the moment. What does she say about her plans for later in the day?
Now, what are the plans for this morning?
I'm not really sure. I don't think we have any.
Well, I'm cooking the dinner. I'm doing a nice Sunday roast.
Oh.
Yes, Mary says, I'm cooking the dinner. But she isn't cooking the dinner at the moment. She uses the present progressive to talk about her future plans. Maybe this seems strange to you, but it's very common in English. We often use the present progressive when we have definite plans for the future, when we already know what we're going to do. Listen to another example, again from the same conversation. Jamie gets up and asks everyone about their plans. Listen for the present progressive verb forms.
So, what are we all doing this morning?
Well, your mother's cooking the roast dinner. I'm taking Ernie for a long walk along the river, and I'll probably call into the Hat and Feathers for a pint on the way back.
Did you hear them? Jamie says, what are we all doing this morning? He uses the present progressive to ask a question about future plans. And Doug says, your mother's cooking the dinner, and I'm taking Ernie for a walk. Both of these things are already decided. But listen again. What does Doug say about the pub, the Hat and Feathers?
So, what are we all doing this morning?
Well, your mother's cooking the roast dinner. I'm taking Ernie for a long walk along the river, and I'll probably call into the Hat and Feathers for a pint on the way back.
Yes, Doug says, I'll probably call in to the Hat and Feathers. He might go for a drink in the pub, but he isn't sure. He hasn't really decided yet. So he doesn't use the present progressive. He uses will. He says, I'll probably. We use lots of different forms in English to talk about the future. It can be quite difficult for learners. The best thing you can do is listen to or read lots of English and notice what people say. Now let's talk about something different. Last time, I talked about something you can do to improve your vocabulary. Try to name all the things that you can see when you're in different places. Another thing you can do is look for the English that you see around you. In most countries, you can see a lot of English. For example, in advertisements or even just names of British or American products, drinks, chocolates, clothes. Notice it and try to understand what it means. You can make a note of all the English you see, for example, on your way to work or to school. Now I want to talk about something else. Listen to Ravi and Stacey talking about chocolate. Stacey uses an unusual word. What is it?
Well, I don't know, really. It just tastes good, I suppose. I eat it all the time. I'm a bit of a chocoholic.
Chocoholic. I love that word.
Well, it's true. I eat chocolate every day, usually more than once.
She says chocoholic. You probably know what an alcoholic is, someone who is addicted to alcohol, who has to drink it every day. And Stacey means that she's like an alcoholic, but with chocolate. Chocoholic is an invented word. It's the first part of chocolate, choc, and the last part of alcoholic, a holic. We also talk about shopaholics, people who can't stop shopping, and workaholics, people who are always working, they can't stop. We do this a lot in English. We put parts of two words together to make a new one. Another example is brunch. Brunch is a meal that you eat in the middle of the morning, maybe because you get up very late. It comes from breakfast, the br, and lunch, the unch. So you get a new word, brunch, that means a meal that is breakfast and lunch together. It's fun to create new words. I noticed another example recently. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are a very famous couple, and people have started calling them Brangelina. Bra from Brad and Jelina from Angelina. It's a joke, of course. We don't usually do that with people's names, but it's another example of how we invent new words all the time. Do you do the same thing in your language? Do you put parts of words together to make new ones? I'd be interested to hear if you do. Write and let me know. Okay, let's move on. Do you remember that Carolina got confused about lunch and dinner when she was at Jamie's parents' house? Listen.
I hope that dinner's on the table. I could eat a horse.
Dinner? But it's only 1 o'clock.
Do you eat later in Venezuela?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, I thought dinner was in the evening.
Ah, yes, I didn't think. I suppose it is a bit strange for you. Some people say dinner and not lunch. It's always Sunday dinner in this house.
This can be very difficult when you visit Britain. You learn that lunch is in the middle of the day and dinner is in the evening. Then you go to Britain and you find that different people say different things. And it's very complicated to explain. Most people say lunch for the meal in the middle of the day. But if it's a big cooked meal in the middle of the day, then some people say dinner, like Jamie's parents. It isn't easy, and sometimes even native speakers get confused. If someone invites me for dinner on Sunday, then I sometimes have to ask if they mean at 1 o'clock or in the evening. So the best thing is to always ask if you're not sure. People will understand that names of meals can be very confusing. Now for a phrase that you can use this week. Listen to Tess and Ravi at the beginning of the podcast. Tess isn't very happy. What does Ravi ask her?
You sound a bit miserable.
Yeah, I am a bit, actually.
Oh, dear. What's up?
Yes, he asks, what's up? What's up means, what's the problem? What's the matter? See if you can use it this week. If someone isn't very happy, ask them, what's up? Okay, that's enough from me for this time. I'll talk to you all again next time. Remember, you can write to me about any language that you noticed in this podcast. The address is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. In a moment, you'll hear the address for the website where you can read everything you've heard in this podcast. You can also find practice exercises to do online and a support pack that you can print. Right, that's all for this time. Bye for now. See you next time.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. If you enjoyed this elementary podcast, you might like to listen to previous episodes. You can also listen to our other Learn English podcasts, such as Themes, Stories and Poems, and Professional English. You can access these on our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.